In this episode, we talk about how we can support schools returning after the COVID-19 lockdown and why we focus on protecting both the physical and psychological well-being of our clients. My name is Michael Coates, and together with Des Fraser and Sean Jones MC, we will be bringing you conversations that inform, develop, educate and declassify. We will be speaking about myths, phobias and the impact that infestations can have on your business, family life, community and psychological well-being. This is the Combat Pest Control Podcast. In the coming days, weeks and months, our schools will be reopening. Quite how this is going to happen is still unknown, but one thing is for certain is that we will need to prioritise the mental well-being of both the pupils and the parents. But why and how should I or Combat Pest Control really care or have any form of wisdom in the area of psychological well-being? We do, after all, deal with rats, mice and bedbugs. But for us, the two are closely linked. Firstly, our company vision indicates that we support our injured service personnel. This has taken many forms over the last 4.5 years, but has ultimately seen us lead the way in many aspects of mental fitness. Those that have been injured in our service and serving our country have been a huge inspiration to myself, and the lessons identified have been huge. Personally, I often speak to businesses, charities and organisations about the impact supportive working environments can have on our mental health and how the development of good mental fitness is key in optimising our well-being. I've recently been invited to speak at the King's College London Veteran Mental Health Conference. I've appeared in GQ magazine. I recorded the audio files for the MOD's HeadFit project, and our podcast Declassified has just been shortlisted in the prestigious 2020 British Podcast Award for Best Interview and Best Wellbeing Podcast. We have also wrote and spoken about the link between poor mental health and severe pest infestations, which we often see when individuals are suffering from addiction, hoarding, and post-traumatic stress disorder caused specifically by childhood abuse. Our interest and study of the field expands further than you might expect from just a pest control business. But for us, it's about being a veteran-owned and veteran-operated company. So the interest I mentioned in mental well-being led me to read a paper published in The Lancet back in late February of this year by my friend, Professor Sir Simon Wesley. The paper titled "The Psychological Impact of Quarantine and How to Reduce It: The Rapid Review of the Evidence." Within this review, Simon speaks about the effects of quarantine and how we can see in both adults and children post-trauma stress symptoms, which can manifest in the form of confusion and anger. It also speaks about how long-term exposure to imposed isolation can show stressors such as the fear of infection, frustration and boredom. But back in February, we were still a month away from lockdown. And by the end of March, when this was in full flow, society, as well as our company, had turned our eyes to protecting the NHS. It was at this time when Combat Pest Control was approached by a large NHS trust to provide support and develop an en masse sanitation programme for two of the largest hospitals, one of which had several active COVID-19 wards. We as a company are accustomed to disinfecting large areas with our pest control work, but this presented challenges way greater than before. We had to protect the NHS. And that is what we did. We immediately redirected our manpower and assets and started work on one of the country's biggest disinfecting programmes. Firstly, a roster was established, 24/7 support was provided and our systems tweaked to best fit their need. All our team are military veterans or current serving reservists, and we all knew and we all felt the same that it was time to serve again. Since then, we have tried and tested equipment, product, application, speed and various other factors that have had an influence on the overall aim, which is to provide the safest possible environment. We quickly developed what we call the DECON methodology and covers five distinct areas of focus: dispersal, events, categorize, objectives, and notify. To expand further on these, dispersal is about how and what equipment and products we use for a specific site, location, unit, room, or area. Events is considering what events has happened before disinfecting, what is happening whilst we are disinfecting, and what is likely to happen afterwards is key to the plan of attack. Now, to categorize high, medium, and low risk, this is how we prioritize how and what we treat. We do this with an area-by-area, room-by-room approach. Objectives is understanding what needs to be achieved in helping us reach the best possible result. And notify is reporting our findings to our clients and informing others on best practice. This will allow us to help get control of the COVID-19 virus beyond our own task. This initial work, twinned with our purchasing and scaling, is now providing us with the ability to work closely with schools in and around London area in the best possible way. Now, using this methodology, we are now implementing some of the most thorough systems of creating safe and secure environments, not only for the pupils, but also for the staff. By creating contact like this and openly speaking with those involved, we are seeing a reduced rate of anxiety with parents. One of the key components in Professor Simon's review was how essential it is to provide adequate and relevant information. In our book, War and Pest, we detail the way we work interdependently, creating small teams and small team-like environments with our clients. We are doing this with operations and estate directors right now within schools by creating systems of work, providing education and adequate information, ensure accountability and commitment to getting the job done, delving into risk management both physically and psychologically, implementing appropriate control measures, and helping support our clients. To focus entirely on the physical aspects of a task like this would be foolish, and we need to look at it as an entire ecosystem, balancing the vulnerability of a child, parent, family member, teacher, and team member in terms of physical and psychological health. Because that's what we want. Speaking as a parent, we want our children to feel safe, return to normal life, socialise in their support networks, and develop within our schools. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to know more, please visit our website, combatpestcontrol.com, and social media at HQ Combat, or contact me directly with the email michael@combatpestcontrol.com, or on social media michael_coats. And for now, we will leave it there.